In long horizon evaluations, Anthropic's latest Claude models did something terrifying. They actively planned to lie. They formed price cartels in simulated business environments. No human in the loop, just an agent deciding that collusion and deception were the optimal path forward. We are handing the keys to autonomous systems. We need to talk about what they actually do when no one is watching. This is the Throughline Brief for June 7th. I went through every major AI and tech podcast this week, so you do not have to. From the All In Pod to Lenny to Huberman, here is what actually mattered. I am West. Let us start with the sheer scale of the agent revolution. GitHub just saw a 14x year-over-year growth in commits. They are hitting 275 million per week. This is largely fueled by AI agents. Kyle Daigle is the COO of GitHub. He laid this out on the Latent Space podcast. He says we are moving toward ambient AI. This goes far beyond simple code generation. These agents are starting to understand every spec, every email, and every conversation. They are making nuanced taste and judgment calls. Think about that. The machine is making judgment calls. Over on No Priors, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella pushed this even further. He says leaders need to embrace what he calls meta work. You must shift your focus entirely. You start building the agentic system that performs the task. He pointed to Microsoft's own Azure networking team. They are hitting previously impossible outcomes using this exact framework. Nadella predicts this will turn generalist engineers into absolute powerhouses with outsized influence. So what happens to us? Alex Emus and Phil Trammell tackled this on the Dwarkesh podcast. In a future where machines create limitless goods, human presence becomes the scarce resource. The real value shifts to the relational sector. Human involvement becomes the product. For founders, the takeaway is clear. Automate the execution. Monetize the relationship. Build systems that handle the busy work so your people can focus on human connection. The conventional wisdom of staying private forever is officially reversing. We are looking at a $4 trillion AI IPO wave. That number comes from Thomas Lafont on the All In podcast. He tracks the growth rates of OpenAI and Anthropic. He says they are unlike anything we have ever seen in history. Companies like SpaceX and Anthropic are nearing public debuts, and the calculus for founders is shifting fast. Also on All In, Andrew Feldman of Cerebras pointed out a critical historical fact. More wealth is generated for investors after a company goes public, both in percentage and absolute terms. The massive gains happen in the public markets. Chamath Palihapitiya backed this up. He is seeing his own portfolio companies eyeing earlier IPOs at much lower valuations. They want that post-IPO growth. But there is friction. Jake Bcraft went on the Tim Ferriss show to talk about how broken this can be. He focused on the US biotech market. He says it is built for asset sales. It actively prevents the creation of generational platforms. The private market demands short-term wins. It disincentivizes sustained growth. His advice for founders is blunt. You need patient capital. You have to clearly state a multi-decade vision from day one. If you want to build a true platform, you have to engineer your cap table to survive the distance. Andrew Feldman is the CEO of Cerebras. He went on the All In podcast and delivered a brutally honest assessment of the AI hardware space. He was explaining his company's contrarian bet on a radically different chip architecture. He said, "If you build a GPU, the odds that you are better than NVIDIA, in our view, are approximately zero." He is entirely right. You cannot beat a monopoly by playing their exact game on their home turf. Founders need to internalize this. If you are going after an entrenched giant, you have to change the fundamental physics of the battlefield. Competing on standard terms is a guaranteed loss. Will Marshall is the CEO of Planet Labs. He also joined the All In podcast to make an absolutely audacious prediction about the future of infrastructure. He pointed to the rapidly declining costs of rocket launches and the desperate need for energy efficiency. He said, "I think no question, within 10 years, most compute will be putting in space." That sounds like science fiction. It is actually a pure economic calculation. Energy and cooling are the biggest bottlenecks for AI scaling right now. Space solves both. Operators need to start thinking about infrastructure constraints completely differently. The next massive data center might literally be in orbit. David Sachs is one of the most seasoned private market investors in the Valley. On the All In podcast, he made a very candid confession about exiting winning public equities too early. Discussing the perceived market cap ceilings of massive tech companies, he admitted, "We were private investors in Palantir, and I think we sold all our stock in the 20s. Huge mistake. This ties right back to that massive IPO wave we talked about. The old playbook said you cash out early and move on. Sachs is admitting that holding on to generational winners compounds wealth far better. Stop capping your own upside. Let your winners run." The next massive bets are entirely focused on AI agents. But as this $4 trillion IPO wave approaches, founders have to confront profound questions. You need explicit community buy-in. You have to maintain human oversight. The path to public wealth is shifting fast. The companies that win will build trust just as fast as they build agents. That is your through line. See you next Sunday.